FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
84 vultures have been rescued after a mass poisoning incident in the Kruger National Park. It's understood poachers laced an elephant carcass with toxic pesticides, killing 116 vultures. Authorities say it's one of the largest poisoning incidents at the game reserve. John Davies from the Endangered Wildlife Trust says a team of vets and rangers were able to rescue the surviving birds using early detection systems.
It was to actually use the helicopter and fly at fairly low level looking for birds. And whenever there were patches with 2, 3, 4 birds at a time, they'd be able to land the helicopter. Team could jump out, grab the bird. So in this instance, the poisons that are being used often are agricultural pesticides. So usually what will happen is the birds will actually die from suffocation. And depending on the amount of poison they ingested, some will die incredibly fast. Others might live for a day or two before dying. I mean, the sad part for this is it's right at the start of the breeding season.
He says poison poaching is a growing threat in the region.
There are times where people will actually try and eliminate vultures just because of the fact that they might indicate that there's a carcass. But there's also been quite an uptick over the last while in the poaching of carnivores. You can imagine trying to actually get out in the bush and shoot a lion, for example, for potentially the lion bone trade or at times domestic use within southern Africa is quite tricky. And poisons have often become a fairly routine approach to doing this. But vultures, just purely by their nature of covering large areas and being very efficient, often find these locations faster than predators do.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party's KZN leadership has been reconfigured to strengthen its presence. Speaking ahead of the ANC's provincial task team meeting, he said the Secretary General's office is working with local leaders to improve governance.
We are here to look into our house, not to blame it on anybody, but to reorganize a well-disciplined machinery which have been well-led up until this far. And we are here as the Secretary General's office to do what we said we'll do, to monitor and to work with the province.
And the African Media Communicators Forum has confirmed the passing of Pretoria-based journalist Sibusiso Ndlovu and his partner Zodwa Mdluli. The couple's remains were discovered today at an advanced stage of decomposition in a felt in Kwamhlanga in Mpumalanga. Ndlovu and Mdluli had been missing since February. The forum's chairperson, Elijah Mhlanga, says a discovery was made after police questioned suspects that were arrested this week.
They led the police to the right place where they dumped them. And of course, because it's been so long, they are decomposed. I mean, it's really bad because you can hardly identify them. But because we know them and the police know what they were looking for, they were able to establish that these are the people that were victims of that kidnapping, and of course you can see now that there was subsequent murder.
And abroad, first responders in Gaza say their operations are at a near standstill. They say 75% of their vehicles have stopped operating due to a lack of fuel. Israel's denied a humanitarian crisis is unfolding in the Strip, where it plans to expand military operations to force Hamas to free more hostages. On the weather front, back home, Durban, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay, a high of 28 degrees tomorrow. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.